T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, don't get me started on this Friday. Welcome back, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Marks and Reese, Elliot Shore Park sitting in for my main man, Johnny Marks. I'm sorry, Elliot, I just get hyped. Give me a little bit more.
You're in there dancing.
Give me a little more.
This has to be an all-time beat, right?
Yes, sir.
Just in terms of drop, like when it drops,
yes, sir.
Gets you hype. I feel like it has to be.
Rest in peace, Earl Simmons.
Yeah, it's
DMX.
Sad.
Yeah, man, listen. I used to have a lot of DMX back then in my CD player.
Yeah.
Prior to the game.
So I was, that was
I didn't have an iPod prior to my games.
You had a CD player and a Walkman?
Out on the vet with the Walkman.
Yeah, man, yeah. Had a CD player out there, man.
That would get you hyped, though.
Yeah, man, DMX. Yeah. So obviously, for those who probably know already, we hadn't pretty much mentioned it today on the show, is that DMX had been in a coma for about what? It's been about a week now, a little longer.
I think
than
a little,
week.
Maybe a little less, but yeah, it was a few days for sure.
Yeah, so. He had apparently had a drug overdose and had been in a hospital on life support. And news had broke, I believe, overnight or early this morning or late last night. And it initially came out, and then people said, no, it's not true or what have you. And then today it was obviously the news broke that he had passed away. So I know you're a DMX
fan. Yeah, I mean, seventh grade Elliot, you know. Probably didn't look as cool as you did in your football uniform getting hype. You know, me.
Seventh grade Elliot.
Walking home with my saxophone listening to DMX probably had a bit of a different vibe than you know, football Ike did.
Could you play any DMX beats on your saxophone?
No. I was, you know, Looney Tunes, that type of stuff. But no, I mean, it's my childhood in a way, like listening to him. So
It's sad, man.
But it's nice to re-listen to it.
Man, yeah. I can't wait till we get off. It's I already told Renee. She texted me earlier, like, "Oh, DMX." I'm like, "Yeah," I said, "Yeah." You already know.
Ike juice tonight.
It's going down.
Well, I mean, it is good riding weather for some DMX.
I'm just saying. Yeah. I'm getting in the right mindset. I'm already ready to play DMX later on.
Yep.
And I'm just saying,
spooning with Sparty nightly.
Oh, thanks, Jack.
DMX was the man,
that.
Though.
Yeah, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It was a little before my time, but I was, when I was 7th, 8th grade, you know,
Listen, man, DMX, top five, I don't do a top five without DMX. He's in my top five. I'll leave it at that.
I would disagree, but, you know, not today.
Today is not the day to be disagreeing, yes.
Top five get you hype, rapper. I mean, got to be, right? Like, he is some of the most exciting anthems, like, of all time.
Man, see? You got to be a hardcore DMX fan to get into those lyrics and understand the storytelling that's going on there. And I mean, the Rough Riders were a whole movement.
Yeah.
And one of our very own here, Philadelphia's very own Eve.
Yep.
She was a big part of the Rough Riders. See, that was my – listen, you said seventh grade. Real quick, and we're going to get to Jack's top five. But when DMX was at his highest, like, those were my playing days.
Yeah.
So – I had, whether it was State Property, whether Beanie Siegel, I mean, Philadelphia.
That's what I was going to say. State Prop was more,
man.
When they were coming up when I was that age.
Dude, and listen, as a player and as an athlete in this town during that time. I was in some of the hot spots during that time, and they were right there.
Yeah.
Like the Philadelphia rappers, Cassidy, all those guys, major
Cassidy,
figures,
oh
all
gosh.
Those guys. Love seeing Gilly the Kid and yep. Wallow doing their thing. Like in the early 2000s, man, Philadelphia was woo.
See, and for me,
it was a hotbed for the hip hop game.
It was. And for me, that was when, you know, I was like 14, 15. That was when I was really getting into music. And you mentioned like State Prop, Cassidy, all those guys, Beanie
yes.
Siegel, like very underrated. So
I didn't even get into the R&B, Jill Scott's and music and all of those people. And obviously the Roots that's been carrying it for years upon years. So, man, Philadelphia underrated when it comes to some of those.
Will Smith, I don't know if he gets the same kind of street cred, but I mean.
He does not.
Willie Style was a good.
Big Willie Style.
Yeah, it was a good album.
Jackaroot, you ready for your top five, brother?
Oh, it's showtime. I've been waiting for this one all day. Honestly.
Yeah, he texted me this morning or called me like first thing when he heard I was coming in. Like, so I'm thinking we could talk about your five worst takes. I'm like, how long you been waiting for this segment, buddy?
All right, let's hear him.
Listen, there was a lot to go through. Full disclosure, might have been the most research I've done for this show in a while. It was a deep dive into Elliot's Twitter account. It wasn't hard to find, though. People are very passionate about Elliot's takes. So, listen, there's a lot to get to, but I nailed it down to the top five worst Elliot takes.
Give me your top five.
All right.
The legal age to drive should be 25.
Now, what the hell is that all about?
I don't even remember this one, but I think it makes complete sense. I agree with it. Like, let's be safe out here. You know, like, people are too young, I think, at, 18, 19. I think it's probably, too, like, from having a brother that's now, you know, and I see how young he is, and I'm like, and I trust him, and he's a great guy, but there's part of me that's like, I don't know if I want this guy behind a car, behind a wheel.
Listen, I got a teenage son. Believe me,
right.
17.
Yeah, he's driving. Scary.
Yeah, he is driving.
Do you think 25 is a little extra?
Well, yeah, it's a little extra because here's the reason why. I understand the concerns that Elliot has, but somebody has to drive these. I don't want to be driving him around in the next 2 years.
Yeah, that's true.
Imagine you not having a car at 25.
Right.
It would suck. I agree. But now that I'm over 25, I'm like, let's get the mature adults on the road here, you know? Like, I don't want some of these kids driving.
Okay.
Number four, this one made me so furious in the
God.
Moment. Jordan Matthews was better than Alshon Jeffrey.
Now, this one I've seen a few times.
Yeah, I think I ended up being correct. I think he has more catches, yards, and touchdowns in an Eagles uniform than Alshon. I think. I know yards and catches, but not touchdowns.
Oh, yeah, I could see that, yeah. I mean, Alshon
Jordan
hasn't
Matthews
played in 2 years.
Who is the better player? Who would you rather have as wide receiver one, Alshon or J-Mac?
And for a whole season, I mean, look, Alshon's pretty inconsistent, right? And you look, we want to talk about locker room. I mean, Jordan Matthews was
a great locker room guy.
Boy. Yeah, he was
exactly.
a great locker room guy.
That's the name, right?
Stuff would have never happened if Jordan Matthews.
But look,
was here.
The catch Alshon made in the Super Bowl is the best catch I've ever seen with my own two eyes. So Alshon was way better than I thought he would be when they signed him.
Yeah.
All right, but Jordan
they won the Super Bowl.
Jordan Matthews was still great.
Yeah, I can't say anything.
J-Matt was not great. J-Matt was terrible, man.
I think he's like top six or seven.
I don't care.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you're just a hater.
Care.
I mean, he was great when he was here. 80-plus catches. He was good.
Oh, great player. Yeah. That's why they let him go. Anyway, moving into the top three here, and boy, is it a load of top three. You said you would take Cardale Jones in the third over Wentz and Goff.
Well, what people fail to realize is this is about value in the third versus, you know, a top two pick. Like, look, Cardale did not pan out. I'm not going to fight that
one. Where the hell is Cardale Jones at now?
I think he was in the XFL, maybe. So,
oh, that's right. He was. Yeah.
So, but Cardale coming out of Ohio State, I was intrigued by him. He had, I think, only played like six games, but he was really good. And Jared Goff has not turned into anything super special in Carson's career, you know.
But Jared Goff and Carson,
they've been better than Cardale. Yes, agreed. Yeah, so that one didn't turn out great for me. I would agree with that. But, you know, I think Cardale in the right spot could have been better.
Who's the coach in Detroit now?
Dan Campbell.
The tight end.
Oh, Dan.
And Deuce.
That's right.
Yeah, the assistant head coach.
Well, I was just going to say, I was going to try to give.
What, you think they should sign Cardale?
No. I was going to say Jared Goff may have a chance to rebound.
Probably not.
Yeah.
It's going to be a tough spot for him. If he's good in Detroit, that's a real shot at everybody thought he was only because of Sean McVay.
That's true, yeah.
Number two checking in. One prospect I am not sold in this draft is Joel Embiid. If I were the Sixers, I would take Noah Vonleh over Joel Embiid.
See, the problem with doing this is you're not giving context at the time. Noah Vonleh, I think, was like a top seven pick that year, and there were definitely concerns about Embiid's injury history. But again, I will gladly admit when I was wrong. I seem to have misread that one. Embiid proved to be a little better than I thought. But, you know, at the time, Noah Vonleh was considered for that top four pick, and Embiid had injury. Major injury concerns.
Bro, I watched Noah Vonleh his entire time in Indiana. He never looked as good as Joel Embiid.
Nah. I was concerned about the injuries, to be honest. I didn't think Embiid would be able to stay healthy, and he has. And like I said earlier, he's become a dominant MVP-type player, and I was wrong about that.
And Noah Vonleh turned into a typical Michael Jordan draft pick.
Yep.
Yeah, he's not been good. I think the Nets signed him about a month ago and then cut him almost immediately.
Yeah.
So
things are going well.
Yeah.
I thought for a second maybe here we go, you know, but
I don't know what number one is. What is number one?
I thought that would be number
yeah.
one.
No, number one is obviously the GOAT tweet of WIP history. I could maybe score a touchdown. I could luck into a home run. I could probably get 2 points in an NBA game. I could play hundreds of games of hockey and never, ever score a goal. It looks impossible.
Well, unlike my other tweets, I've not been proven wrong about this. So who knows how it'll turn out. You know?
So what you're basically saying is you think hockey is the hardest sport to play?
Because of skating.
Right.
I personally would have more trouble skating than I would hitting a home run. Because
Hitting a home run?
Look, I could luck into it. I just swing and connect.
Luck into a home run.
Yeah.
Why not?
There is power behind
it.
Okay, well, I'll lift. I don't know what you want me to tell you. But, like, I'm saying all I'm doing is swinging. And also the pitcher's throwing it hard, so I get that power coming back off of it if I connect. Again, luck. I'm not saying I could do it consistently, but you gave me 10,000 pitches. Yeah. I get one.
Now, here's the thing. Are we talking about batting practice pitching or an actual in-game pitching and hitting a home run?
No, he's talking about Major League Baseball.
Yeah, that's going to be harder to do, Elliot.
Yeah, it is going to be hard. I agree. That's why I need luck.
Well, no, I'm talking about that would be harder to do than skating.
I don't know, man. Skating is hard. And, like, look, I've only been to two or three Flyers games, but they're big, they're fast, they skate. It just, you have to do it with the stick. It just seems way harder to me.
Awesome.
What do you think you could do?
Well, me, I would have a better chance of hitting a home run.
Well,
or
scoring a touchdown, probably.
Yeah, I've scored a couple of those.
Yeah. But if you give it to me from the 1 yard line, good offensive line, I'll just jump.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You did the score from the 1 yard line thing.
Yeah, I don't think I could run it, you know, in from 80 out, but.
What? In between the tackles?
Yeah, it's only a yard. I'll just jump. I would get hurt. Don't get me wrong. But if I could hold onto the ball and put my arms out?
Well, yeah, all of those things count. Yeah.
Yeah, it counts as a touchdown. Yeah.
You do know you're starting 7 yards deep.
Right, but I have a line in front of me.
Well, I would hope so.
Yeah, exactly. Hopefully it's the Eagles' offensive line when they were good.
Do I need to get a Chickies in, Jack?
Of course, yeah.
Get a Chickies in. I'm having fun reading Chickies reads today here, Elliot. Can't you tell?
I mean, dude, me and you, the Players Lounge.
Hey, today's show brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. Chickies and Pete's pickup or delivery on game day or any day. All your favorites. Just click DoorDash or Uber Eats, chickiesandpete's.com for details. Let's get back to the phone calls, talking about Howie Roseman and whether or not this offseason for Howie has been a good to great offseason. Or how? What's our voting tab right now? The last time we looked at it was it?
Yeah, so it's actually still going up not in Elliot's favor. It is now up to 75% saying no, he's not had a good offseason.
Wow! So 3 out of 4 Eagles fans do not believe Howie Roseman has had a good offseason.
It's fine. I mean, look, I think they're wrong. I think Howie has had a good offseason, but I understand the skepticism.
And I tell you what, Elliot, there's nothing wrong with being on an island.
Well, I was on Carson Island, you know.
And you're still there.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to Andy Detroit. This is Andy from Defford. Andy from Defford, what's up, brother?
Fellas, what's good?
What's going on, man?
What's up, Andy?
Yeah, I got to say, it's fun to talk to Andy. I hear him all the time. It's good to talk to you, man. Thanks for calling.
Big shout out to X, man. The Dark and Hell is Hot, one of the best CDs ever, all time.
Ike, you agree?
What did he say?
DMX.
There's no doubt about it. It's one of the top five, Andy. You know it.
Let's get to this Howie thing, though. I'm with you, Elliot. I don't get all the off-season hate for Howie. I'm not a big Howie guy, but you got to tip your cap to him with all the moves he made. I mean, first he worked his magic getting under the cap. You get a first-round pick for Wentz, probably one of the worst quarterbacks that played last year, starting. You get a linebacker we all wanted, Eric Wilson. You get a safety. We got a backup running back. We got our big bruising back.
Hold on. Backup running back. Now, that's why I'm going to stop you at. Jordan Howard can't play.
Well, but he's good for situations. Goal line, short yardage.
No.
Training camp, body.
Oh, man.
Training camp, body.
All right, but
look, Andy, as someone that's been fighting this fight, I don't think Jordan Howard's where you want to go to make the point. But you were making good points, yeah.
We didn't overpay for Jalen Mills. We got a first round pick for moving back six spots, and then everyone's saying the number six pick is locked. If you look back from the 2010 draft to last year's draft, only three number six picks panned out to be good players.
Mm.
You got Julio Jones, Jamal Adams, and Herbert. All the rest of these guys were busts,
mm-hmm.
whether it was Claiborne, Leonard Williams, Bakarius Mingo. Is he even in the league?
Well, Leonard Williams is not a bust.
Well, he wasn't a bust, but, I mean, he's not a slam dunk at six.
Yeah, I think he's overrated. You're not getting the good play out of him from six that you would hope.
Yeah.
I mean, Jake Matthews, lineman, Russell Okung, he was a good player, but, I mean, everyone's saying, oh, number six, that's a slam dunk. I disagree with that. Since 2010 – you had three guys that were legit studs at six. All the other guys were okay players.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, the other part of it, too.
Well, let me ask you this, though, Andy, because here's the thing. Sometimes it's having a number six pick at the right time. Mm-hmm. Most people would tell you, you don't take a wide receiver with the six pick. But Atlanta did because Julio Jones was coming out, right? So it's about having the six pick at the right time. So yeah, having the six pick – now, hold on just a second. Because I agree with you on the missed picks, but then when you have guys like a Kyle Pitts or a Ja'Marr Chase, you're more likely to hit on those guys than miss on those guys.
I feel you on that, but, I mean, like I said, it's the draft. We really don't know how they're going to pan out. But look how much Atlanta had to give up to get to six just to get Julio.
Yeah,
and guess what? The Eagles, all they had to do was embarrass themselves the final game of the season to get there. They did that with no problem.
Yeah, but like I said, I would rather have the 12th pick where we're still going to get a decent player, and I'd rather have a future first-round pick than taking
six. The pressure is going to be on making sure you hit with the pick. If Howie gets someone at 12 that's good, no one's going to care anymore.
Guess what, Andy? You're already on the wrong side of this argument when you say we're going to get a decent player. Who was saying we're going to get a decent player at 6? No, we were saying we're going to get a great player.
And Howie should get a great player at 12.
Well, he just said decent
player. No, I know. I'm just saying Howie should be expected to get a great player at 12.
Yeah.
I feel you on that one. Hey, Elliot, with that home run, the way you were hitting Jack's pitches, I don't know, man. I may give you a shot at that home run.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm saying.
Come on,
Andy.
Did
anyone see the tape of that?
The second pitch Jack threw, I hit. After all this, like, you're never going to touch it, blah, blah. Second pitch he threw, I hit.
It barely reached the infield dirt.
Well, you were throwing them slow. I don't know what you want me to do. Like, if I got a major league pitcher throwing more heat and I connect, I think it'll be easier to hit it out.
But that makes it harder to hit.
Yeah, I never said I would be like a 300 hitter. I said I would luck into a home run.
No, you wouldn't.
I disagree. I don't know what you want me to say. I disagree. We'll never know. Maybe, I mean, who knows? Hopefully.
Oh, we can know when you guys can get back out there again.
Jack's not a major league pitcher.
I need to get stretched out again. That hurt.
Jack was down.
I was down for a week. I was like breathing heavy. You know, I was like 30 pitches in. I was like, listen, I got five more maybe.
Yeah.
It was bad.
He kept throwing him in the dirt, so I didn't have anything to swing.
Although I have been running along the Schuylkill, so my legs.
There you go.
Wow. Yeah. How about that, man?
Now, is this, I just brought to you by? Got to talk to
it's
me.
It's the guy to happy hour.
Oh, it's the guy to happy hour. That I did not know. And the guy to happy hour is brought to you by Guided Door and Window. And get the second at 50. No, buy any window or door and get the second one at 50% off. Plus interest-free financing for up to 18 months. Call Guided Door and Window today at 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit GOGUIDA.com. There you go there. I'm having fun with these today, Jack. Appreciate that.
A lot of reads.
I'm fun. I didn't realize Johnny Mark works this hard.
I know. We've often said we're not sure exactly what he does around here. Turns out all he does is do reads for 4 hours, especially on Fridays.
That's not right, man. That's not right. Elliot? Yeah, you just can't judge people by their package.
Ah.
That's awesome, man. All right, let's get back to the phone calls. Let's get my man Derek up here. And Paoli wants to talk a little Embiid Simmons. What's up, Derek? Welcome to the Marks and Reese Show, brother.
What's up? I heard Elliot's point with Zion and Brandon. What was yours, though?
I got to go with Embiid and Simmons because of Embiid. Embiid is just too good.
All right?
Yep.
At some
yep.
point, you got to be able to stop somebody. Like, Brandon yeah. Ingram and Zion can't stop nobody. That's why they got 29 L's and 22 wins, because they can't stop nobody.
Yeah,
I that's
agree.
True.
I
that's
agree
true.
With that. That's a good point. I mean, but who do you think has higher upside out of the four?
I'm going to say Embiid and Simmons. Listen, if you really follow basketball like I do, I follow. That's what I'm into. Ben right. Simmons has never really been an offensive talented player. Like he could do a little bit of everything, and scoring has never been his thing. So he averaging 15 points, 7-8 rebounds, 7-8 assists. Like that's good enough. That's good enough to go with Embiid's 30 and Tobias's 20, right?
Yeah, but you're basically saying Simmons is a role player. You're basically saying Simmons is a role player. Okay, well, I need more out of a number one pick in a max player deal than a role player.
Well, he ain't asked to be the number one pick though. The Sixers picking number one. Like he's not a Batman, right?
I agree with that. Yeah,
he's not a Batman. Like,
I agree, but I think Ingram could be a Batman. I think he has a better chance of being it than Simmons.
Nah.
All right. Well, I disagree.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Scottie Pippen was kind of like a Ben Simmons. And Ben Simmons...
Oh, Scottie Pippen was way better than Ben Simmons.
Not in his third year in the league, he wasn't.
Well, it's not Ben's third year in the league. It's his fourth, right? He's been in the league for five, but he was hurt his first year.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Sixers, they're going to be all right, man. They got Embiid. He can go get you a bucket whenever we need a bucket.
Yeah, he can.
When the playoffs start, you sag off of Zion a little bit, like, it's not that easy for him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, listen, that's a good argument, Derek, especially if you're talking about having guys that play on both ends of the court.
Yeah.
That is the one knock on Zion and Brandon. Actually, Brandon was a little bit better of a defensive player until he wanted a max deal, and then he said, to hell with defense.
He went and did what mattered. Started scoring. Went and got his money.
So, but I don't think it's a ridiculous question. I don't.
Yeah, and honestly, even though I would take Zion and Ingram, I can be persuaded.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a slam dunk by any stretch. To me, it's just, again, because we've seen Simmons do it. That's what makes it frustrating. Like, you watch that game against the Jazz when he drops 42.
42, yeah.
And you're like, man, this is what he could be. This is what he can be. And then the next night, he has 12. I mean, when you look at, and again, points are not the end-all, be-all, but when you look at the guys he's around in terms of scoring averages, nobody would name these as some of the best players in the league, you know? So I think he has it in him. I mean, the shooting thing, I'm past that. I just want to see him score. Because, again, against the Nets, against the Bucks, they are going to need, in crunch time, the last 5 minutes, Embiid can't do it by himself. It's unfair to ask him to when the Nets have three guys that you can really get a bucket on any possession.
I agree. Listen, we'll continue with the phone calls in our last segment. Man, this show has flown by,
Elliot.
It really
has.
Today. And I really thought I was going to be carrying a piano on my back all day today.
Well, you've been killing it, man. Look at you in the driver's seat. And you're over 25, so I'm comfortable with
it. I love it. Good call there, too. And we'll get to the Marks and Reese text line coming up on the other side at 540. Hang in there with us. Elliot Shore Parks, Ike Reese, right here on Marks and Reese 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.